The following is paid commercial programming. Third-party rankings are no guarantee of future investment success. Working with a highly rated advisor does not ensure that a client or prospective client will experience a high level of performance. Investment performance is not an explicit criterion because clients' investment goals differ. These ratings should not be construed as an endorsement of the advisor by any client. Generally, rankings are based on information prepared and submitted by the advisor. Statements saying that we told our clients to be out of the market in 2008 refer to recommendations made by MMWKM's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC. The team that manages accounts at MMWKM are the same individuals with that responsibility at Eagle Strategies and at Cambridge Research from 2009 to 2011. MMWKM was created in 2011 and uses the same exit strategy. A more thorough disclosure of the criteria used in making these rankings is available by contacting MMWKM Advisors LLC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moray.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money.
We are in the money. The skies are sunny. And old man recession, you may be just beginning, unfortunately. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Moray. And of course, I am your host, Ken Moray. And this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of retirement planning. We talk about the stock market. We'll talk about the economy. We'll talk about when we think you should go back in. We're going to talk about all of that. And we're going to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all of this boring financial stuff. But before we go one step further, let me introduce myself. I am Ken Moray, the host of Money Matters with Ken Moray, and I am senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America, and we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning. We work primarily with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And so if that is you, then this show is designed for you. And I, Ken Moray, am the host. And for the last 9 years in a row, Barron's has named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 financial advisors. And I am very honored. I'm flattered. You know, I couldn't do it without the team. And but I also could not have done it without our beloved and most valued clients. And we now serve over 9,000 families in 48 states. It is an honor and a privilege, and we are so grateful. And we have a fantastic show lined up for you, so let me go over with you what we're going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of retirement planning. So first of all, as you guys may know, we have we sold our equities, our stocks, we got out of the market back in early March. And so we've been sitting on the sidelines on both our stocks and our bonds for several weeks now, basically just waiting this thing out. And the question I've been getting is, you know, Ken, are you ready to go back in? Have you already gone back in and all that? In fact, you know, there was an article written about us that said $4 billion RIA, Registered Investment Advisor, bold move. The day before the WHO named a pandemic. So actually, when we said to get out, it was actually the day before the pandemic was announced. That's kind of crazy. But anyway, the answer to the question, are we ready to go back in, is still too much uncertainty to have clarity, and therefore we're not ready to go back in yet. And I'm going to go over with you our thinking on that, and you may agree with me, you may not, but at least you'll have an opinion. Now also, I want to talk with you this week about how do I decide how much risk to take. You know, in the world we live in right now, I think there's a lot of risk, and particularly if you're over 50, retired, or retiring soon, and that's who I'm talking to. Now, if you're 20 years old and you've got another 30 years in front of you or 40 years in front of you, you know, and you want to be a gunslinger right now and you want to go in and start buying stuff right now, go for it. You got lots of time and you don't need to live on your money. Probably you should go for it. But that's not who I'm talking to. So I want to visit with you, if you're over 50, about how do you decide how much risk you should take, okay? And I'll give you a story that I think will help to crystallize that thought for you. Now also, We're going to go back to a sense of normalcy on our show. We're going to go back to Social Security questions that actually I got before the pandemic started, and we've been talking about that on the show almost exclusively. So as a way of getting back to a modicum of normalcy, we're going to bring back our Social Security questions, but we've entitled it, just to not forget that we are in the middle of all this stuff, Social Security questions during the COVID-19 economy. Okay, that's what I named the segment. Now, also, as you guys know, because we work with people who are retired or retiring soon, our belief system is that that growth is important, but preserving principle is even more important. Okay, if you want to retire, taking a big loss because you want to participate in a big up is, in my view, not a good idea. If you are retired, taking a big loss when you're living on your money because you want to participate in some big upside that's about to come is also potentially, I think, a bad idea. And in fact, I was talking to a prospective client last week, and she said, "Ken, I don't care about missing out on gains. I want to miss out on losses." And I thought, man, you are a better writer than I am. I'm going to start using that on my radio show. She said, go ahead, it's free. So therefore, I'm going to start using that. I'm an equal opportunity plagiarist. I'll plagiarize from anywhere. So anyway, I want to talk in our fourth segment about our philosophy of invest and protect, and therefore, and she encapsulated properly, perfectly. I don't care about missing out on gains. I want to miss out on losses. So we'll talk about that later on in the show. And you know what? Most shows would stop right there. I mean, if we did just that, we've done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show. But on this show, do we stop right there? No, we don't. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before. And therefore, at about 10 till, we will have our estate tip of the week. Now, again, we're trying to go back to normal. We're opening up the show. We're going back to the way we were before the COVID pandemic. And so we're going to start talking about things we were talking about before. Okay, we're opening we're trying to open the economy. We're opening up the show. So we're going to talk about an estate planning vehicle that I believe is very, very flexible and could have a place for some of you. And it's called a family limited partnership. And basically the idea behind it, it's a way to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor in a low tax potentially way, and also keep control. Isn't that the thing you want? So if you could control everything but own nothing, think about how great that would be. So we'll talk about how to do that, okay, at about 10 till. So we have a great show, and I hope you'll stay tuned for the entire program. Now, I got to tell you, one of the things, we've been doing a lot of Zoom calls. You know, we're in business. We've been visiting with clients. We've been visiting with prospective clients. And, we've been doing our virtual seminars. And by the way, if you haven't been to one of our virtual seminars, you have missed out on something spectacular. Okay, you're missing out, and it's called Retirement Planning in Uncertain Times. I want you to go and attend it. If you go to our website, it's rpoa.com, and you can attend from the comfort of your home, and we have multiple times during the day and the evening that you can go and watch it and participate in it. It's live, okay, and streaming. But one of the things that I want to tell you is that we're telling people, stay healthy, stay sane. Okay, the sanity part's important too. But more importantly, I just want to make a point here. Do not let your guard down, okay? Don't let your guard down. Just, this reminds me of, you get an antibiotic prescription, you take the antibiotic, you're starting to feel better, and then you decide, okay, I'm going to stop taking the antibiotic. That's a terrible idea. Whatever it was you were taking that for will come back if you don't finish the dosage. So don't get lax, don't expose yourself to the virus unnecessarily because the sun is shining outside and it's springtime or summertime or whatever. No, keep your guard up, please. All right, so let's talk about still too much uncertainty to have clarity. And we've been meeting with our investment committee twice a week now. We were meeting every day. Oh, well, thank you for that. A little applause for our investment committee. They'll like that. But anyway, we were meeting like every day for a while there, for about a month during the whole beginning of all of this. But now we're meeting twice a week. So we're kind of laxing down, if you will. But one of the things that we're talking about is, what is it going to take for us to go back in? When will we know? Because our strategy may tell us to go back in, as it did in June of 09, after the great financial crisis was over, in our opinion, and we had been out for almost a year and a half at that time out of the stock markets. And so now we're wondering, when do we go back in if our strategy says to go back in next week, for example? And the answer we've decided upon is that it depends on our clarity about what's going on. And so then the question is, well, what is clarity? How do you define clarity? And my answer is, I don't know when I will have clarity, but I'll tell you when I do. Okay? I just know I don't have it now. So let me go over with you what the things are that concern us and why we're not ready to go back in, and see if you agree with me. Number one, the real estate market. Foreclosures, rent payments not being made, all of that kind of stuff. Mortgage payments not being made. All the real estate market, in our opinion, is still something we don't have clarity about. You know, now certainly the Federal Reserve can buy the entire real estate market in the country and spend $33 trillion or whatever it is. Fine, maybe they'll do that. But until we have clarity, we're concerned about the real estate market. The other thing is small business bankruptcies. I mean, we're going to see a lot of that. And how many of those are going to come back on the other side? And if the economy opens up, are people going to go back to work right away? Which in fact brings us to, you know, for example, human behavior, which is another concern. If you look in Wuhan, they opened it up. People are, they're saying, go to restaurants, go to movies, go to whatever. Nobody's doing it. The restaurants are empty. The movie theaters are empty. So even though people can, they're not. They're scared. So human behavior is the other thing that there's a concern to hear. Maybe this thing won't recover as fast as we think. And then there's the unemployment. How fast are people going to go back to work? You don't flip a switch and suddenly 30 million people are back to work the next day. Okay, it's going to take time. And then that's going to depress earnings and profits and the economy. And then the other is the debt overhang that we're concerned about. You know, people are taking on massive amounts of debt to get through this. And then on the other side of this, when things turn around, they have to pay back the debt. How are they going to do that? And how long is it going to take? And what does that all look like? And then you have global issues. You have countries like Brazil that look like they're going to collapse, and Argentina, and they have hundreds of billions of dollars worth of debt in American dollars. And if that thing collapses, it could take the bond market down with it, and that'll bring down several economies around the world. So there's just too much uncertainty. We have clarity on almost nothing. This thing is about, what, a month old? It's too early for us to say, yes, we're going to go back in because the market is having a wonderful rally. And by the way, these rallies have occurred during the Great Depression. They occurred in Y2K. They happened in 2008. This is not new, okay? So because of all of those reasons, we don't have clarity. What does that mean? I don't know. But when I have clarity, I'll tell you. So keep listening to this show and keep watching our videos. All right, now, you know what? Speaking of that, if you go to our website, rpoa.com, you can sign up to visit with one of our retirement planners. You can go to our virtual seminars that we have going on right now. We've had hundreds of people attend those. It's really remarkable. Everybody's going online and watching stuff. Our visits with our retirement planners are also on Zoom and virtual, so you can do it from home. And we have lots of, we want to help you if we can. And if we can't, that's great. That's fine too. No charge or obligation. So rpoa.com is our website. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how do I decide how much risk to take in the middle of all this craziness. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. And this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of retirement planning, and we try to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all this boring financial stuff. And I am senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America, and we're a firm that specializes in retirement planning. We work primarily with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. So if that is you, then this show is designed for you. Our practice is designed for you. And our website is rpoa.com. And I want to invite you to go there to watch my weekly video alert, which you can subscribe to. Also, you can sign up to attend one of our virtual seminars. So we're doing the seminars we used to do live in person. And we've had many thousands of people attend our seminars over the years. And in the last month, we've had over 200, in the last week, I think it was, over 200 people have attended our seminar on retirement planning in uncertain times. And I encourage you to go online and sign up for that. It's at our rpoa.com. And we have lots of videos and podcasts of this show. We have articles on Social Security, on how to plan through the COVID economy, lots of stuff like that. And so I encourage you to take advantage of the resources we have available for you. And so now I want to, and by the way, you know, one of the things that we're very proud of is Forbes recently named us one of the top 100 wealth managers. And that's very flattering. We are honored by that. But we know for a fact that if it wasn't for our beloved and most valued clients, we would be nowhere. And we now serve over 9,000 beautiful, wonderful families. We help them with their retirement planning. We guide them through stuff. And we are very grateful for being able to do that. And, you know, one of the questions that I'm getting asked right now by the media, in fact, I'm going to be on television on Monday, and one of the questions they want to ask me is that. I was asked this by, Yahoo Finance and other media outlets, and that is, how do you decide how much risk to take in this kind of a situation, you know, when you have all this uncertainty and all of that? And I guess I'm going to answer that question by asking you a question, all right? So my mother always told me, you never answer a question with a question. It's rude, but I'm going to do it anyway, all right? So how do I decide how much risk to take? Here's the question. So I'm going to make you, and I hope you're a football fan to some degree, or at least you understand football to get what I'm about to say. So let's say that we're in a football game and you're the head coach. And there's 2 minutes left in the game. It's first down. You have the ball. And you're ahead by 10 points. So, coach, what's your game plan here? Do you go for it on fourth down? Do you throw Hail Mary passes? You know, do you try to score a bunch of points? Is that your goal? Or do you give it to your running back and you tell him, you fumble this ball. You run off tackle and you tell him, you fumble this ball and I'm going to wring your neck, right? I think most coaches would say, you run it off tackle. You go conservative. Your goal basically is to hold on to the ball, and the game will run out, and you'll have won the game because you got a 10-point lead with a short time left. Now, the opposite. Let's say that you're the other team, and you're down by 10 points. There's 2 minutes left in the game. It's first down, and you have the ball. Now, coach, what's your game plan? Okay, well, now you're going to start taking all kinds of risk because you have to. You're going to lose a game if you don't. So you're going to start throwing those Hail Mary passes if it's the last play of the game. You will go for it on fourth down. You'll hit kick onside kicks. You know, whatever it may be, you'll become a lot more aggressive in your game plan if you are the team that's behind by 10 points with 2 minutes left in the game. So when it comes to your investments, that philosophy, I think, bleeds. It's the same sort of thing that we think of. So one of the starting points in our discussion of how much risk you should take is what we call your magic number. And we've talked about this on many occasions here on the show. The magic number is what we consider to be the amount of money that you need to support the lifestyle that you want to have during your retirement. Okay, so we have two goals. One is that your money lasts as long as you do, and the other is you have financial peace of mind. So for your money to last as long as you do, you have to have enough to support your lifestyle, in our view. So you need to know that, therefore, we help you to calculate that magic number. Once we know what the magic number is, then we know what the score is. Okay, and the example I've given in the past is, let's say that we calculate your magic number and we decide that $1 million, as Austin Powers used to say, is your magic number. So if you have $2 million, then guess what? You now have the game won. You're ahead by 200. You're ahead by 20 points with 2 minutes left in the game. So at that point, you can be very conservative. You got nothing to lose now. Why would you take risk if you've already won the game? Okay, so that's what we look at. We want to look at how close to your magic number are you? Now, if you're so far away that there's no way you're going to get there unless you do take some chances, then yeah, we need to be more aggressive. We need to build a game plan. We need to, you know, put money away, all that kind of stuff. So the important thing here is to look at, to decide how much risk you're going to take is your magic number. Part two of that is what we call your hurdle rate, H-U-R-D-L-E, okay, your hurdle rate. So the hurdle rate is the rate of return that we need to earn on your money to support the lifestyle that you want during your retirement. So if we need a 6% rate of return, then that dictates a different amount of risk than if we need a 4% rate of return or we need an 8% rate of return. Okay, so there are two components to the calculation of how much risk do you need to take. So the first is your magic number, and the second one is your hurdle rate. Both of those we calculate for you if you visit with us, okay? And so if you want to do that, we have discussions about that. We have resources that you can learn more about both of those things on our website. It's rpoa.com. And then if you'd like to actually have it custom made for you, then sit down with one of our retirement planners. And of course, we'll do it virtually. You can do it from the comfort of your home. And I think we will be doing it from the comfort of our home as well. So everybody's going to be comfortably at home doing this with dogs barking in the background and kids crying and whatever else is going on in the background. But anyway, yeah, so we'll visit with you and we'll help you to calculate that number. We'll help you to build your retirement plan and we'll do it at no charge or obligation. Okay. And if we can help you, that is just fantastic. We're so happy. And if we can't, we're going to tell you that too. Either way, there's no charge, there's no obligation, and we will part friends. Okay. So take advantage of that. Now, also, I want to encourage you to go to our website because we have several virtual seminars coming up that I think you'll find of interest. One of them is on cybersecurity. We have a lot of concerns right now. The bad guys have figured out that everybody's at home right now. And your home networks are not as safe as your business networks because you didn't ever think you're going to have to keep hackers, you know, out of your home Wi-Fi. Well, guess what? They have figured that out too. And they can get in to your home through the Wi-Fi that maybe works your garage, that maybe works, you know, your television in your house. So be careful that. We want to talk about that at our cybersecurity. We also have a virtual seminar on generational planning. If you want to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor, we have those available to you. And they are live, okay? They're live streaming, so they're not pre-recorded. So you can chat, you can participate, and it's all on our website, rpoa.com. So go there and learn, binge watch us. How about that? Binge watch rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some Social Security questions during the COVID-19 economy. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. And on this show, ladies and gentlemen, just like James Bond, we like our bonds shaken and not stirred. And all those other financial shows, they stirred their bonds. Believe it or not, Sean Connery would not be happy. You know, we binge watched Bond movies over the last weekend. One of the stations had, you know, back-to-back Bond movies. My favorite Bond movie of all was the very first one, Dr. No. Sean Connery was at his most dashing, and Ursula Andress comes walking out in her bikini and the whole deal. It was such an amazing first movie. Created the franchise. Really, really great. Anyway, we are back. I am Ken Morafe, the host. I am founder and senior retirement planner of Retirement Planners of America, and we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning. So if you are over 50, retired, or retiring soon, then guess what? We specialize in you. And what we want to do is achieve two goals. One is we want your money to last as long as you do. And secondly, we want you to have financial peace of mind. And so everything we do is geared around achieving those dual mandates, as we call them. And so one of the big things that we always talk about, I shouldn't say always, but I'll say almost always talk about with clients and prospective clients, is Social Security. And, you know, over the last several weeks, we've kind of abandoned our Social Security segment because of the virus and the economy and everything else, and I've devoted this segment to that. But we're going to go back. We're going to open up the show and go back to the former way we were before the pandemic. So we're going to talk about Social Security questions that people have asked me that we were going to get to but didn't. All right, so let's go with the first one here. And it says, okay, my wife has a very small pension available at retirement age of roughly $300 a month from the state pension fund. If she decides not to take the pension from the state, can she get full spousal benefits based on my Social Security when I retired? So the answer to that is that there's a thing called the government pension offset, the GPO, and it reduces the spousal Social Security benefit by 2/3 of the pension amount. So even if she takes the $300 pension, she would be better off by $100 because the spousal Social Security benefit would be reduced by two-thirds of $300, which is $200. So she'll get a reduction of $200, but she'll get $300 in. She's still ahead by $100, okay? Now, remember, though, that her Social Security spousal benefit is 50% of your benefit when you retire at 66, not 50% of what you get when you're 70 or whatever else. She must be 66 also to get the full 50%, all right? So that's one thing. Now, again, what this illustrates, ladies and gentlemen, is how complex Social Security is. And why this isn't something, you know, those t-shirts that say, don't try this at home by yourself or whatever. Social Security is definitely one of those things. You don't want to do it at home, in my opinion. The Social Security website itself says that there are over 9,000 combinations of how to claim Social Security for a married couple. And if you do it incorrectly, pick the wrong one, you could leave thousands of dollars on the table over the years. Okay, so don't do that. All right, I am 66 and have been on Social Security disability since 2008. Wow. The current amount I'm receiving is $2,363. What number would we use, my wife and me, when doing spousal planning? My wife is still working. She's also 66, and her Social Security amount is $1,916. Okay, so again, we're talking here about spousal benefits. So she can get one half of yours while she's working. Okay, and the number that she's going to get half of is yours, which is the $2,363. And the other thing that is nice about collecting on a spouse that is on Social Security disability is that there's no clawback provision, meaning it doesn't matter how much money she makes, they will not reduce the benefit, okay? So she can keep going and let her benefit increase until she is 70. Now, our firm is Retirement Planners of America, and our website is rpoa.com. And I encourage you to go there and sign up to attend one of our virtual seminars. Now, these seminars we've had a few hundred people now attend just in the last month. It's amazing. People are watching from home and participating and learning. And it's called Investing for Retirement During Uncertain Times. And I encourage you to go sign up for that. We have them during the day now because people are home. You can binge watch our POA. How about that? We got lots of videos on there. We have our weekly market alert videos you can watch. We have videos on a ton of stuff. We have articles you can read. So if you're tired of Netflix and you want to do something that maybe can help your financial side of the picture, go to our website and spend a couple of hours there and enjoy. While you're there, you also have the opportunity to visit with one of our retirement planners, and you can sit down with them at no charge or obligation. Again, virtually, we'll do it over Zoom, and we can go over and build for you a retirement plan to get you through this crisis, but also to go for the years that are beyond that. And we'd love to do that for you at no charge or obligation. And if we can help you, fantastic. And if not, you know what? We will part friends. So take advantage of all the resources and everything that we have to help you. All right, it's rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what somebody told me last week, which is, I don't care about missing out on gains. I want to miss out on losses. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. This is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of retirement planning. And I am your host, Ken Morafe. And I am founder and senior retirement planner at Retirement Planners of America. And we're a firm that specializes in retirement planning, as our name implies. We now work with over 9,000 beautiful, wonderful families in 48 states. And, we have two goals for our clients. The first one is we want your money to last as long as you do. And secondly, we want you to have financial peace of mind. And, you know, what we always say is we're not here to make you rich quick. We're here to keep you from becoming poor. And there's a huge difference between the two, and I think you get that difference. Now, one of the foundational philosophies that we have when it comes to managing our clients' monies is that we believe that buy and hold, which is you buy quality investments and then you hold on to them through the long term and you rebalance them periodically, is an insufficient strategy. It is a good one. It's the right thing to do, but it's two legs in a three-legged stool. And if you have only two legs of a three-legged stool, then your stool will be unstable. And let me tell you, folks, the last thing you want is unstable stool. Okay, it's not good. Unstable stool is bad. So therefore, you want your stool to be stable, and you want to have all three legs. And we believe that the third leg is to have a strategy to get out and protect what you have. We call that invest and protect. Now, our strategy, this strategy that I'm describing, is one that told us to get out of stocks and equities, get out of the market in November of 2007, which was before 2008 and the great financial crisis, told us to stay out until June of 2009 before our buy signal came. And so therefore, we actually sat out for almost 18 months. Now, we also counseled our clients, and we sold all of our equities and our stocks. We got out of the market in early March of this year for the same reason. We see great, great risk coming, and despite the rally that we've seen, we still see a lot of risk. Now, our strategy is not perfect. We also said to get out in 2018 when we had the big drop in the market with the Chinese crisis that was going on at that time. And as it turned out, it was not a bear market, so our strategy called a bear market that didn't happen. But the philosophy we have about that is that's okay. And I think it was best said by a prospective client that I was talking to, where she said, "I don't care about missing out on gains, Ken." She said, "I want to miss out on losses. That's what I want to do." And so when you are within 5 years of retirement, or you're in that, or 5 years into retirement, that 10-year period, that is, in my view, the single most important period of your entire financial life. And the reason why is because if you take big losses during that 10-year period, there are many studies that show that your money will not support the lifestyle that you want during your retirement. And hope, and you know, the worst case, in my view, would be that it would happen after you've retired and you're not working anymore. That would be the worst case. So our philosophy, therefore, is we want to protect against the downside. Growth is important, but protection of principle is even more important. Now, the question that people have been asking us since we've been out since early March, when are you going to go back in? What do you think about this rally we've had in the market? And I want to talk about this rally we've had in the market. Okay, now, we are students of the market. And when I say the market, I mean the stock market, the S&P and the Dow. So if you go back to the Great Depression, there was actually a period of 4 months halfway down where the Dow rose 42% over the course of 4 months. And then right after that, it fell dramatically. And that actually, the entire drop from peak to trough was about a 90% drop. At the 45% drop point, halfway down, is when that rally happened. But then reality set in, all the, I'll quote Alan Greenspan, the irrational exuberance faded, reality set in, and the market crashed after that even further down. That same exact thing happened in Y2K. There was a period there where there was a big rally, a 20 percenter. It lasted from September of 2001 until March of 2002. It was a 24% gain in the S&P. The market was rising. People believed that the dot-com bomb, the big bear market, was over. And guess what? It happened at about the halfway point. And the same thing happened in 2008, if you recall. In October of 2008, everybody was worried about what was going to happen. You know, Obama and McCain canceled their campaigns. They went to Washington. They attended all the meetings that were going on about the $700 billion TARP program. You may remember all of that. The market loved that. There was all kinds of excitement, and the market went up because, you know, the Fed and everybody's stepping in and they're going to save the day. And there was a 20% rally that happened in October through November. But guess what? The market didn't bottom until March of 2009. Okay, so that rally in October, November of 2008 on the back of federal and fiscal stimulus was not enough when reality set in. So therefore, we're looking at this right now and we see a big rally that has happened, since the lows on March, I believe it was 24th, and we're not buying it. Too much uncertainty, too much we don't know right now. You know, we believe the second shoe has not dropped, and it's that second shoe, when it falls, that brings about a return to reality. And if you look at the numbers of the economy, they are horrible. I mean, tragically horrible. If you think of the human misery that is going on with people losing their jobs, there are places where people don't have money to buy food. The number of businesses that are going to go bankrupt here. You look at all of the stuff that's going on, and yet the market is climbing without any regard to that. To me, that is being in denial. And I know what the market is saying. 6 months from now, we're going to look back and say all of this was nothing. It was just a bad dream. We woke up and everything's fine now. We turned the economy back on. We've got a vaccine. Everybody's back to work and everything's fine. And you know what? Wow, aren't you glad that's over? Well, guess what? We don't see it ending in 6 months, okay? The idea that the economy, you're going to flip a switch and everybody goes back to work, businesses start making profits, and everything starts going back to normal in 6 months, which is what the market seems to be pricing in right now, don't believe it. We just don't believe it. And when reality sets in, we believe that if it's like the other three major recessions, the halfway point was when those big rallies came, and that means that March 24th may be the halfway point on this bear market. So buyer beware, I think, has never been more true than now. Now, let me tell you, if you are over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, we would love to visit with you and see if we can help you to get to the other side of this as unscathed as possible. So go to our website. It is rpoa.com. We have seminars. We have virtual seminars. We have the ability to meet with one of our retirement planners. We have tons of resources available to you. Go there, learn, binge watch us. We've got hours of stuff you can watch and listen to. RPOA.com. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. And this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of retirement planning. We talk about the stock market. We talk about Social Security. We talk about the economy. We talk about risk prevention or mitigation. We talk about anything and everything in the world of retirement planning. And our firm is Retirement Planners of America, and I am the founder of that firm. We specialize in working with people who are over the age of 50, who are retired or retiring soon. So if that is you, we would love to meet you. We'd love to visit with you and see if we can help you. And by the way, if you are tired of binging Netflix and all the rest of that stuff, you've had it up to here as I have. The last 2 days, we haven't watched any television. It's like, you know what? I can't do it anymore. I got to take a break. Well, I have an alternative binging for you that might help you make some money or save some money, and that is go to our website, rpoa.com. I don't know how much content we have on there, but I bet you we've got 2 or 3 hours worth of watching, reading, maybe even more, right, Jack? Probably about 50 hours of stuff. You can listen to podcasts, you can watch videos, you can read articles. We got tons and tons of stuff that I think you can benefit from, and maybe it'll give you some ideas on improving your retirement planning. And if that's the case, it's way more valuable to you, in my opinion, than a Netflix show. All right, so that's my pitch. Go to rpoa.com. That's our website. Now, This is the part of the show where we actually don't talk about you. We talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. And that is called estate planning. And this week, I want to talk with you about a vehicle that I think, in the right circumstances, is an absolutely phenomenal vehicle. All right. Every once in a while, the lawyers get it right. And that is a family limited partnership. Which is called an FLP for short. We call it a flip. And so on this show, ladies and gentlemen, we give a flip, all right, just so you know. Now, what is the family partnership? Well, it is a way to control but not have ownership. And really, what's most important? Is it to own stuff or to have control over stuff? And I think it's to control it, just because I'm a control freak. But before we go into it, we're going to explain what I'm talking about in just a moment. But first, Faye, can you play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
And, of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. And, you know, the estate taxes and probate and all that kind of stuff, it's actually designed to do the exact opposite. It's designed to take you from riches to rags, and we do not want that to happen to you. So every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. So this week, we're talking about the Family Limited Partnership, the FLP. And so let me explain the concept of it. All right. So basically, an FLP is your is a business. So you create a business, and it is a family business, and it's your family's business. And what does this business do? It manages your family's finances. And this is, according to the IRS, a bona fide business purpose. All right. So you create a business. The job. Yeah, you missed it, Faye. I'll do it again. I'll give it to you. The IRS. We have a running gag on this show that whenever I say IRS, the screaming lady happens. No, don't do it again. And Faye had it all queued up to do it, but she missed it. So I queued it up for you again. But the IRS says that this is a bona fide business purpose to manage your family's business affairs. So what you do is, it's just like a corporation. All right. So you have a business, and you put your family's investments, you put your family's real estate, whatever it may be, inside the family partnership. Now, what happens when you do that is several things. Number one, just like with a corporation, you create a certain amount of liability protection. Okay, so you insulate the dollars inside of the partnership from lawsuits and those kind of things. It doesn't eliminate liability, but it goes a long way towards that. The other thing that it does is it creates the ability to discount the value of your assets, okay? Meaning that you don't value the assets themselves, you value the business that owns the assets, and you get into business valuations where there are ways of reducing value and saving on estate taxes. But the other thing that's very interesting is that you, as the business owner, the partnership owner, can give away shares of the business to your family members, but you retain what's called the general partnership, which is the control over the whole thing. So you can control it, but give it away. And the value of that is that the estate tax is based on the value of what you own upon your death. And the family partnership enables you to give that ownership away over time. And if you do that, then you own less upon your death, and therefore the taxes would be lower potentially. The important thing is you retain control. So the money inside, the income it generates, all of that, you still control all of that. And that's the important thing. So the family partnership can be very flexible. It can be a very interesting vehicle, but it's not for everybody, and it certainly is not something that you should even consider doing without the help of a professional. And so what I encourage you to do is go to our website, rpoa.com, and we have some information on there on family limited partnerships. But more importantly, you can sign up to visit with one of our retirement planners. They'll sit down with you and build a retirement plan with you, which incorporates potentially a family partnership, Social Security strategies, income tax strategies, investment strategies, and also protection of your principal strategies, and all that kind of stuff. We'll do it all for you at no charge or obligation. And if we can help you, that is fantastic. And if not, we're going to tell you that too. Either way, there is no charge, there's no obligation, and we will part friends. And the important thing about that is that, you know, right now, with what's going on in the economy and the risk that it represents, and if you listen to the other segments of this show, you'll understand why we believe this is a time of extreme risk for anyone who is over 50, who is retired or retiring soon from a financial standpoint. And that kind of risk, we believe, needs to be mitigated. And if you're not doing that, we think you are potentially going to not be able to retire, or you may have difficulty supporting yourself during your retirement. And we don't want that. So go to our website, rpoa.com. Now, I cannot believe it, but this show is over already. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed doing it for you. We'll see you next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
Is it the end?
Of course not. It's only the beginning.
Information presented should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any of the securities mentioned. None of this show's content should be viewed as personalized investment advice. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and therefore can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. The tax and estate planning information offered on this program is general in nature. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Sound effects or anecdotes should not be construed as an endorsement of Ken Morafe or MMWKM Advisors LLC. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.